January marks the start of contract negotiations between the City of Philadelphia and its police union, and this time the process is attracting more scrutiny than usual following a string of scandals, WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
Civil rights advocates say the time is ripe for making some overdue reforms. One of the biggest things standing in the way is state law. In Pennsylvania, police and firefighters aren't allowed to strike, but they do have a legal right to arbitration. Arbitration gives cops fired for misconduct the chance to get their jobs back. And in Philadelphia, more often than not, they do.
We just believe that police are above the law, so to speak.
Reverend Mark Tyler co-chairs Power, an interfaith group pushing for change in the police department.
That notion is actually strengthened when we see police officers who time and time again are fired and let go because of bad behavior, only to return back to the force after shooting someone, after beating someone, after lying and giving false information on a report.
In early June, Philly made national news after a public database revealed a trove of racist and violent Facebook posts allegedly made by hundreds of current and former cops. Some disparage immigrants, others appear to ridicule beaten criminal suspects and victims of domestic abuse. Again, Reverend Tyler.
The Facebook post story alone kind of highlighted the importance of arbitration. The fact that so many officers were able to keep their jobs, I mean, it was a miracle that a handful were even fired.
And he assumes many of them will be returned to the force. The scandal is one of the reasons why Tyler and other advocates say the arbitration process needs to change. While it's largely protected by state law, the city and the police union could agree to do things like make it harder to alter internal disciplinary rulings. Craig Futterman studies police accountability at University of Chicago Law School. He says people shouldn't have high expectations.
What you've often seen is that cities will negotiate away things like accountability and transparency because it has also served their interest in protecting itself from lawsuits, protecting itself from reform, and protecting its police department from public scrutiny.
Mayor Jim Kenney wouldn't talk about what he'll be seeking during the upcoming contract negotiations with the Fraternal Order of Police. The police union, which has long resisted contract changes, didn't want to talk about the bargaining process either. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.